11th pack of Kalim, 4th Mishnah. Basil Tomei, Shibolim, Basil Toy. You have metal that was Tomei, which you melted it down together with metal from Torah Basil. If the majority is Tomei, then it remains Tomei. In Rav Min HaTorah, the majority is from the Torah, then we say the Tomei is Bopin. Mechsa Tomei is 50%. Tomei Vitar, then it's Tomei, because you need to be Mevatel the Tomei. It's not enough to be 50-50. If you make kli, which is chaloma, which is some type of cement, and glolim is cow droppings, so the same thing. Well, cement is mekabel tumah if you make a kli cheres out of it, and cow droppings is not, so you go by the majority. Klustera is some type of metal thing with a ball on the top of it. Was used as a bolt. It was wide on top and narrow on the bottom. So cluster, it's tameya because it has a use. And it's now, if it was only used as part of the door, it's not mekabel tumah that we learned before, and something's part of the house. But since this was made in a fashion that could be used for other uses, it's not considered mishamish makak, and it's tameya. If it's wood that's just coated with metal, then it's tar because the main thing is the wood. Apin vapuna tameyim. These are the teeth in the key. Old-fashioned keys was like a stick and teeth coming out of it. Klustera, Rabbi Yeshua, Omer, Shoimtem, Pesach, Zevet, V'toyle, B'chaveh, V'shabes. This is this type of bolt. Rabbi Yeshua says you can remove it from one door and put in another one on Shabbos. It's not muksa, and it also doesn't look like you're making part of the building, because since it's part, it's made to be taking it in and put out, and taking off, we say it's just part of the structure. You're not adding anything to the structure, and therefore it's motor. He says, not only can you move it from one door to the other, the first sheet says you have to just drag it. You can't. Rabbi Shua says you have to just drag it, which is not carried in the regular fashion, because it does have some element of muks, and therefore you have to make a shinui. Whereas Rabbi Tafan says, no, it's not muks at all. You just carry it from one place to the next. Yeah.